Hi, my name is Spencer Grant, and welcome to Four Trees. I just want to come out and say it right at the start. I did not know about the content of Spotted Leaf's Heart before reading it. I knew it was wildly disliked in the fandom, but I assumed this was because of the vague and sometimes slightly misogynistic hatred that people feel towards Spotted Leaf, and maybe there were some inconsistencies with canon that ruined or undermined certain elements of other books. I did not know that it was essentially about a child predator in ThunderClan written from the perspective of the child. So, here is a content warning for this episode. We're going to be talking about that. Abusive relationships, pedophilia, and stuff that isn't fun. Hence, me not having a guest this week, me not doing any jokes, me doing my serious voice. This is probably the most insanely uncomfortable story I've read in a very long time. It deals explicitly with themes of child abuse and abusive relationships, and it deals with those themes in a way that is in incredibly poor taste, considering the target audience of this book series. I genuinely do not recommend it to anyone, but I think it's important to talk about it because it is, whether we like it or not, a part of the series, and people like me will continue to read this novella regardless of if the fan base makes an effort to warn people away. The fan base is not some kind of all-powerful organization that controls how people will perceive the series. A fan base is always going to be an optional experience, and people can read several Warrior Cat books without interacting at all with other fans. I also think within the context of the fan base, it's important to discuss because Warriors is a children's book series, and the relative age of the fan base skews fairly young. As a content creator, and especially as a content creator who is an adult, I more or less have to assume that everything I put out relating to Warrior Cats is going to be seen by children. And while I'm not going to tailor it to them, I certainly owe an obligation to make my content more suitable for children to potentially consume. This is a burden that is shared by other content creators I've spoken to, and it can manifest itself in obvious ways, like pointedly avoiding certain topics of discussion or cursing, and it can manifest itself in less obvious ways, like trying to make videos and podcasts with a slower pace or employing different kinds of humor so as to ensure a viewer or listener is forced into a longer buy-in so I can intentionally deter specific audiences. Still, no method is foolproof, and despite my Warrior Cats podcast casting no aspersions as to who its intended audience is, my analytics tell me there is a fairly substantial younger audience listening to this regardless of whether I want them to. The best I can do as an individual is try to provide appropriate and responsible messaging whenever I can, and I'm of the opinion that this piece in particular is more or less horrifying to read as an adult and begets a serious, joke-free discussion about these topics. With all of that said, I will now recount the plot of the novella Spotted Leaf's Heart. Listener discretion is advised. Spotted Kit is a ThunderClan kit. She likes to pretend to be a warrior and boss everyone around and the usual generic kit stuff. One day, while playing, she accidentally knocks the wind out of Thistleclaw, a ThunderClan warrior who seems to like her. She trusts him implicitly because he is an adult of high esteem within their society, and he gives her special treatment. It has been one paragraph, and we've already run into the first terrifying thing about this book. The rest of the story is about Thistleclaw grooming Spotted Kit into starting a relationship with him. While this appears to be an innocuous beginning, this is legitimately how this kind of thing happens in the real world. I worked in childcare for a number of years, and this is basically the first thing they taught us in training. No child gets special treatment. All children are meant to be treated equally, even the troublemakers that you end up hating after 3 days. The definition of special treatment can vary. In this book, it means Thistleclaw giving Spotted Leaf a feather and complimenting her, and in the real world, it can be something like letting a certain child sit out from an activity and do something else, giving them extra snacks, letting them hang out in the staff areas, and other kinds of things. This is actively discouraged by management, and it is an offense that you can and will get terminated over. At one of the childcare facilities I worked at last year, an employee was fired after he broke several rules for multiple children, allowing them to sit on his lap, hug him, play on the iPads, and stay in rooms unattended. Now, was this employee a pedophile? I don't think so. From our conversations, he just seemed like a negligent and lazy person, and I'm sure that some of you in the audience stiffened after hearing that he let the children hug him and sit on his lap, but I promise you that if you ever work in childcare, that will end up happening to you. Children are very physically affectionate on their own, especially at younger ages, and at some point there's definitely going to be one or two that'll try to hug you or initiate physical contact. You will have to avoid them, or you will have to like gently push them away when that happens, especially if you present as male. Nothing makes parents more uncomfortable than a male counselor getting friendly with a female camper. And there is, at the end of the day, it's your job to keep the parents happy, not the children. I know it sounds really messed up, but that's how it was. I've digressed. Regardless of if my coworker was actually a pedophile, it's still completely unacceptable to break these rules about physical contact and special treatment because normalizing it, even the slightest, may result in predation and trauma for one or more children. What Thistleclaw does here, giving Spotted Kit a feather and giving her special treatment, might seem like no big deal, but essentially it's the first thing you are told not to do if you ever work with children in a professional capacity. Upon being apprenticed, Spotted Paw is ambitious and driven to be a better fighter than everyone else, even Tiger Paw. However, after Thistleclaw coaxes her to run up a tree and she falls and hurts herself, while recovering in the den, she discovers that she is good at doing medicine stuff, and this leaves her feeling conflicted. She sneaks out with Thistleclaw and finds herself more determined than ever to be a great warrior just like him. So cool, we've got Thistleclaw basically breaking the rules of Spotted Paw, and whatever, I'll just keep moving. While out on a hunting patrol with Thrushfelt, she catches Tiger Paw, Thistleclaw, and Bluefur dealing with a young kitty pet. Tiger Paw brutally accosts the kitten and is only stopped by Bluefur's scolding. Spotted Paw later confesses to Thistleclaw about what she saw. She's worried because she saw Thistleclaw egging on Tiger Paw even though he was being, you know, all violent. And Thistleclaw berates her for challenging him and his authority as an adult. And then he runs after her, apologizes, and tells her that he's in love with her and thinks that once she gets older, they should be together. He entices her to meet him that night so he could show her a secret. And Spotted Paw, who is at this point still a child, agrees. I want to stop again here. This is really hard for me to read out loud. Everything about the situation is abhorrent, and I hope that everybody listening understands that. If you're a minor, you do not listen when an adult that is not your parent or your legal guardian tells you to keep something a secret. This is another kind of special treatment that leads into grooming. Thistleclaw is testing Spotted Paw to see if he can get away with manipulating her. First, he did it when they snuck out of camp, and now he's doing it here by saying, I have a secret. He's putting the power with Spotted Paw by showing him by showing her a slight vulnerability and entrusting her with it. If she doesn't tell anyone, then that informs her that he has free domain to continue pursuing her as an object of his affection. And if she does tell someone, it's an innocent enough proposition that he can use his position as a senior warrior to explain it away, while simultaneously learning that he cannot trust Spotted Paw. What Spotted Paw should have done is tell somebody about it. However, what happens instead is Spotted Paw feels flattered by Thistleclaw's trust in her, and since she already trusts him, considering that he's been nice to her, he's a warrior of high esteem, she is inclined to reciprocate. It is not her fault that she feels this way, and what happens afterwards isn't her fault either. She is being manipulated, and I want that to be very clear throughout all of this. If a situation like this ever happens to you, you are being manipulated, and it is not your fault, and you need to tell somebody. That night, while falling asleep, Spotted Paw awakens in the place of no stars, and Thistleclaw takes her to the underground fight club run by someone called Mapleshade. Spotted Paw realizes, upon seeing the brutality of fighting, that this isn't Star Clan, but the place of no stars, the Dark Forest. So she runs away, and upon waking up, tries to hide from Thistleclaw. Thistleclaw, however, recognizes the scent of the Dark Forest and tries to coax her back into his arms. She capitulates once more, deciding that the Dark Forest is fine, just so long that Thistleclaw doesn't do anything evil, like all the cats that he likes to hang out with. After Spotted Paw notices that Stormfur is sick and goes to his rescue, Thrushpelt approaches her and asks her frankly if she'd like to be a medicine cat. Spotted Paw says no, because she thinks she's in love with Thistleclaw and because medicine cats have to be chased. She dreams herself into the Dark Forest just in time to watch Thistleclaw kill someone and realizes she may have made a mistake. After returning to the world of the living and reneging on her ideals, she decides to become a medicine cat because she worries that if Thistleclaw becomes the leader and she becomes a warrior under him, she will be forced to fight in pointless and excessively violent battles. Spotted Paw becomes the medicine cat apprentice, helps Bluefur gives birth, and spends a lot of time thinking about how much Thistleclaw sucks. Over the next few months, she finds a friend in Bluefur who commiserates over their mutual dislike of Thistleclaw. Bluefur's heart is torn asunder by her kits, and she asks Spotted Paw for help. Spotted Paw gives some vague advice, and later catches Bluefur taking her kits outside of the camp in the dead of night. She elects to help them and commits her heart in the service of the clan, and there the book ends. There's very little I can say about this novella that hasn't been covered already by other people, and very few anecdotes I can share relating to its contents that don't violate the privacy of my and my friends' lives and personal histories. Pedophilia and grooming is a hard subject to talk about, and I am completely baffled by the fact that it's included in this series and so egregiously mishandled. I want to talk about how this was mishandled, because I do think there is a way for books aimed at a young audience to talk about these issues, and I think this book provides an example of how you shouldn't do it. Perhaps the most damning element of all is the fact that this story and the canon never go out of its way to address this anywhere else in the series. Spotted Leaf never talks about the trauma this experience inflicted upon her, and the reader is just left to infer it moving forwards. We aren't even told outright that this is some great evil, it's just treated as one of the many bad things that Thistleclaw did in his life. The story never outright says, this is grooming, this is bad, and it doesn't place any further indictment upon Thistleclaw aside from implying that he goes to the Dark Forest after he dies. The book instead ends with a focus on Blue Star, a character with very little to do with this particular story, and the only resolution that Spotted Leaf comes to is a quiet acceptance that she loves her clan above all else. But Warrior Cats is a book series for children, and subtext has never been a particularly strong point for it, which is why it surprises me that it refuses to hold him accountable for doing something that is, in my opinion, just about the worst thing that you can do to another person. It shows Spotted Leaf more or less getting over the fact that she was groomed and manipulated, which is just irresponsible messaging, because you don't just get over something like that. We're supposed to think of her acceptance of the role of medicine cat and devoting her heart to the good of the clan as this great moral victory at the end, but it comes across more as her being frightened away from something that she wanted to do and capitulating to a life of something she thinks she's better at. And what's really terrifying to me is that this is a frighteningly accurate portrayal of what happens in these situations if you don't speak up. Spotted Leaf never gets to explore her passion for being a warrior. Thistleclaw never experiences a single consequence, and life goes on as normal in the clan. None of these are good things, especially in the wake of what happened between Spotted Paw and Thistleclaw. But the book frames it as some kind of poetic victory. The text doesn't second-guess itself, and we end off with an anecdote of Spotted Leaf helping Bluefur give away her kittens, even though Spotted Leaf doesn't know what Bluefur is doing. There's no narratively satisfying ending, there is no justice, and there's no personal resolution. Just like in the real world. The writers of these books owe a clarity to their audience that this novella does not deliver. Every single facet of Spotted Leaf's heart is horrifying to read as an adult, but it's even more terrifying to read imagining what a child with no conception of these topics would think during their read-through. The literal only reason that Spotted Leaf and the text at large thinks that Thistleclaw is bad is because of his violent tendencies. She first pulls away from him when she sees him let Tiger Paw attack a kitten. The second time is after watching him fight in the dark forest. And the final time is after she watches him kill someone in the dark forest. If someone were to read this without knowing anything else about Thistleclaw, this would essentially be their only insight into his character being bad. He's even presented as being a nice and likable character within the first half hour or so. So, narratively speaking, the fact that Thistleclaw is grooming Spotted Leaf is completely unimportant, at least within the terms of framing Thistleclaw as a bad guy. Spotted Leaf's only problem in this situation, according to her and within the fiction of this narrative, is the fact that Thistleclaw is violent, which stands to reason that if Thistleclaw wasn't violent, the grooming would be okay, but it's not, and it's never going to be. In a hypothetical situation, a child undergoing the same experience could potentially read this book and not come to the conclusion that what is happening in their real life is a bad thing. If Spotted Leaf hadn't caught Thistleclaw's random acts of violence, there's a very real chance she would have assumed there was nothing wrong with their relationship. In the real world, child manipulators are very good at hiding or disguising their behavior and intent. A child being groomed by an adult may never well see the adult behaving in a way that they recognize as inherently wrong. And what's worse is that the narrative itself pays basically no heed to the fact that this relationship is grooming, and it treats it like any other kind of forbidden romance in this series. If a child reads this book, they might miss the fact that Thistleclaw's behavior towards Spotted Leaf is axiomatically wrong, and I don't want to think about the consequences of that kind of messaging. I want to take a moment here and repeat that nothing about what happened is Spotted Leaf's fault. This is something that I wish the book was a lot more clear on, and if I've phrased anything here that implies that any of this is Spotted Leaf's fault, then I apologize. Spotted Leaf is not responsible for the terrible things that Thistleclaw did for her and manipulated her into feeling and doing. Thistleclaw bears the sole responsibility for this, and I really wish that the other characters around her, especially the more empathetic characters like Thrushpelt and Featherwhisker, could have been a shoulder for Spotted Leaf to lean on and help her learn that what's happening to her is a bad thing and that it's not her fault. In fact, it really frustrates me how some of the other characters who do seem to know, like Goosefeather, seem to turn the blame on Spotted Leaf herself, saying that she loves foolishly. A real adult would never do this if they were aware of this kind of situation, and it scares me that this phrase seems like it makes it seem like it's Spotted Leaf's fault for the situation she's in, and that someone who's reading this book and is experiencing a similar situation would be afraid to speak up because they would be accused of having a foolish heart or loving foolishly. It feels like this book would do nothing to help their situation, just reinforce the cycles of blame and doubt that you would already feel when this horrible thing might happen to you. Another big issue with this novella is the lack of consequence it carries for the rest of the series. Spotted Leaf is a very important character in this series. She shows up everywhere and provides counsel for our main characters. Making her a survivor of an abusive relationship could have been a very powerful nuance that would ascribe more meaning and significance to her actions and recontextualize her behavior and relationship with Firestar, and that could make her a far more interesting character that more people could identify and sympathize with. However, that would have required setup and payoff, which is difficult to do for prequel stories unless it's been planned from the get-go. Ultimately, Spotted Leaf's history of this abusive relationship is never mentioned, even in passing, at any point at all, and the only way a reader would know about the situation would be if they read this particular novella. And even though this is one of the first stories that puts us in the mind of Spotted Leaf as a protagonist, it offers us very little insight into her character or rationale for how she develops and behaves throughout the rest of the series. An abusive relationship is a really serious thing. It changes people's lives and thought process, and while it might be empowering for a character to put it behind them and move on, that's a point that requires more than 30 pages to communicate. I don't think there's very much else that I can say or want to say about Spotted Leaf's heart. The story makes me feel physically ill, and it reminds me of some horrible truths about the world and my life and my friends' lives, and every time I think back on it, I just find myself with more and more problems about how it's written. So that'll be it for today's episode. I promise we'll have fun on this show later. I just think it's important to talk about this because I don't want anything here to be left unsaid. Bye.